Story Matter, ABSA.
Win na mamuli 1 million na ABSA. Play your cards right, Munto Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your ABSA cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your ABSA card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
The headlines. Kasonde Mwenda accuses UPND government of fiscal recklessness amid soaring debt and tax increases. Zanamaka, positive commissioning of solar plant in Chisamba will benefit over 6 million informal workers. And in global news, Glastonbury appalled by both file and IDF comments. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF President Kasonde Mwenda has accused the UPND government of mismanaging the economy following its announcement that it will borrow an additional 14.8 billion kwacha from the domestic market to cover budget shortfalls. Mr. Mwenda has described the move as a clear indication of what he terms as fiscal recklessness and a betrayal of Zambians who had hoped for a new era of financial prudence under the UPND. He claims that under the UPND, public debt is projected to rise to $36 billion by the end of 2025, mirroring the rate of debt accumulation under the previous Patriotic Front PF government, arguing that the country is on course to repeat its past mistakes despite a much publicized reform agenda. The EFF president has further accused the government of imposing brutal tax hikes while failing to manage public resources efficiently, citing recent increases, including property transfer tax from 5% to 8%, rental income tax from 12.5% to 16%, turnover tax from 4% to 5%, corporate income tax on non-traditional exports from 15% to 20%, and the reintroduction of VAT on fuel at 16%. He has also criticized the International Monetary Fund, IMF, program, calling it a deception that has not delivered economic recovery, but instead burdened citizens with austerity while giving cover to continued borrowing.
The recent announcement by the UPND government that to borrow an additional 14.8 billion or $624 million from the domestic market to cover budget shortfalls is a damning indictment of this administration's fiscal mismanagement and broken promises. This latest move, coming shortly days after the finance minister's admission to parliament, exposes the grotesque reality that despite their pledges to reform and discipline, the UPND is simply repeating the failed policies of the Patriotic Front.
Zambia National Marketeers Credit Association, Zanamaka, says the commissioning of the 100-megawatt solar plant in Chisamba will deliver multiple benefits to various sectors of the economy, especially the over 6 million workers engaged in the informal economy. Zanamaka President Mopila Kamea says the commissioning of the solar plant by President Hakainde Hichilema represents a significant milestone for Zambia's energy landscape and economic development. Mr. Kamea is confident that the solar facility will benefit marketeers, small-scale farmers, traders, bus and taxi drivers, and small to medium enterprises, SMEs. He says this will provide reliable and clean energy which is crucial for the operations of marketeers and small businesses. Mr. Kamea says with affordable energy, these informal economy operators can reduce operational costs, improve productivity, and increase their competitiveness. He notes that the solar plant aligns with sustainable development goals, contributing to environmental preservation and promoting green business practices within the informal sector, which can enhance the reputation and marketability of Zambian businesses both locally and internationally. The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has called upon the government, the private sector, civil society and the African Union to ensure that the African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, is not just a trade agreement for the elite, but a people-centered transformation agenda that empowers local producers and protects Zambian consumers. ZACA Executive Secretary Juva Sakala has noted the potential that the AFCFTA holds in improving access to a wider range of goods and services, promoting competition and expanding economic opportunities across the continent. Mr. Sakala has cautioned that the benefits of AFCFTA will only be fully realized if implementation is inclusive, transparent, and prioritizes the welfare of ordinary Zambians. Mr. Sakala says Zambian small and medium enterprises, SMEs, stand to access new markets beyond national borders, improving incomes and livelihoods. He has further urged government to invest in domestic production and value addition to ensure that Zambian industries benefit from AFCFTA rather than being sidelined.
This will mean promoting industrialization and value addition in the African Free Trade Area and also help create decent jobs, especially for youth and women, while reducing reliance on imported goods. Also, opportunities for SMEs. Zambian small and medium enterprises stand to access new markets beyond national borders, improving incomes and, you know, livelihoods. There could be challenges here and there, but these threats could be one to the local industry. You know, without adequate support and protection, local producers may be unable to compete with cheaper or more industrialized imports, risking jobs and business closures.
Government has commended the Ministry of Agriculture for its leadership in strengthening food security and supporting economic growth, particularly in the face of climatic challenges. As the 2025 Africa Public Service Day commemorations concluded, the Republican President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, represented by the Chief Government Spokesperson and Minister of Information and Media, Cornelius Mwetwa, toured the Ministry of Agriculture's exhibition stand at Eastpark Mall in Lusaka. Mr. Mwetwa has commended the Ministry of Agriculture for its exemplary performance in public service delivery, especially for the attainment of a bumper harvest of nearly 3.7 million metric tons despite the 2023-2024 drought. He underscored President Hichilema's continued emphasis on innovation, transparency, and citizen-centered service delivery across the public sector. In response, Permanent Secretary Administration in the Ministry of Agriculture, Yvonne Mpundu, thanked the government for its support and reaffirmed the ministry's resolve to scale up productivity per hectare, expand farmer outreach services, and embrace digital tools to further boost agricultural transformation and sustainability. Public service workers in Western Province today joined the rest of the continent in commemorating Africa Public Service Day, with this year's observance in Mongo highlighting a major milestone in the region's healthcare transformation, the planned construction of a Level 3 hospital. Speaking during the official ceremony, Western Province Minister Kapelwa Mbangweta praised the commitment and resilience of public service workers and outlined key government interventions aimed at closing service delivery gaps and promoting equitable governance. He announced that the government has approved the construction of a Level 3 hospital in Mongo, a facility that will significantly boost access to specialized healthcare and reduce the need for patients to travel to Lusaka and other distant cities for advanced treatment. Mr. Mbangweta says the new hospital will be equipped to handle complex medical cases, host more specialists, doctors and